dark movie vehicle.
Jeffrey, welcome.
Good afternoon and evening, I guess, in Europe, and afternoon to various people across North America. Wonderful to be back. Welcome to you, back to your own show.
Well, thank you, and thank you for filling in last week, Jeffrey.
Thank you. No, it went quite well, I believe. So Brian O'Leary shared a lot of wonderful information, and hopefully some in the audience found some meaningful pieces of information to help them along their life path at this time.
Right. I am sure about it. I listened last week from the archives, and it was a very interesting show indeed. Today, we are going to discuss some quotes from Sheldon Idol. I'm going to play in a short while some from the outtakes from the webinar, excerpts, and they tell us a lot of information, and Jeffrey and I are going to discuss on ET First Contact Radio on BBS Station 1, what our ideas are about it, and in half an hour, when we are half an hour ahead in the show, at let's say in half an hour. I'm repeating myself, sorry. Then people can call in then, and I can already give the number, the call-in number. If you are calling from outside the US, United States and Canada, it's 001-888-815-9756. And if you are within the United States or Canada, then it's 888-815-9756. And we'll be repeating these numbers in half an hour. So, Wesley, again, Jeffrey, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, no, it'd be great to have some questions from some of the listeners. Whatever you perceive from the excerpts that you will be hearing, if you have other questions that you feel are coming to your mind at this time about various events around the world with regards to ET, Japan, Fukushima, we'll offer some perspectives.
Yes. And Jeffrey, did you hear about these viral pools in the Caribbean Sea, close to you, close to Costa Rica? There are some really amazing things going on there. They have a diameter of 500 kilometers.
Yes, I have heard about it. I have not done a lot of research into it yet. I'm not quite sure. I want to be very careful about what I say about this particular event because I don't feel I'm quite knowledgeable enough yet to make an educated perspective as to what may be causing it or what may be responsible for it or what may happen as a result of it. Whatever my personal feelings are, I can perhaps share those, but I certainly am not considering myself an expert on this phenomenon at the moment.
Well, a friend of me from Holland, his name is Bernard, is very interesting and intelligent young fellow, and he also listens and looks to the webinar from Sheldon Idle, and he thinks that it has to do with what Sheldon Idle said a couple of months ago, that Lemuria and Atlantis are coming back. They are rising from the ocean floor, and around the time of ascension, they should be back on the surface. So it might have to do with this. It's an interesting thought. I cannot either confirm or deny, but it's an interesting thought from Bernard.
Interesting, yes. I keep getting mixed pieces of information as to the locations of Lemuria and Atlantis. It seems to move from one place to another, from one message to another. So there still appears to be a bit of a gray area. I think what we do know, or at least what is more or less known at this time, is that there are a couple of underwater land masses that are moving their way towards the surface. Right. And this will certainly result in the displacement of a fair bit of water, which means that there will be transitions taking place as some pieces of land go underwater, others will be rising up. And as I say that, I don't want to create any fear with regards to Japan. There are rumors. At this point in time, that's all they are. And that may be worthy of discussion, but more importantly, it's up to each individual to go within, to explore what he or she feels is happening at this time, and to hold the highest vision possible that, you know, the country of Japan will be held safe despite what Illuminati and elitist groups are attempting to do to that nation.
Right.
Certainly we hold Gaia in the highest energies for her highest good and for the highest good of all who are going through their transformation at this time, whatever each soul is meant to experience, to learn, and to be in the future. You know, we celebrate and honor that. Each soul is on his or her path, and we welcome, of course, our galactic family in the help that they offer to Gaia, to the people and country of Japan, and certainly by making their presence known around the world on a daily basis to help humanity step a bit more forward each day into the new consciousness that is carrying us forward.
Well, it is, yes, and we have all decided to be incarnated in this time, in this wonderful special time of ascension, to experience those changes of the earth and of our consciousness. And what will happen is that what I understand and what I strongly believe is that we will be back galactic humans with a full conscious mind, and this is a wonderful promise.
Well, that's what I have been holding for myself as well, and in the last week or so I've come across two pieces of information that I don't want to say brought me down, but it, let's just say it stretched out the linear time frame of events, and I found myself feeling a little bit energetically down, realizing that we might still have to go through some years of transition, because I certainly wanted to believe and want to believe that events are unfolding more quickly than what these sources were indicating. And they were coming from Pleiadian sources. So it's hard to say exactly what is truth, what is not, and what is moving forward. One source revealed to me that maybe it's not exactly an ascension that we're moving towards, but maybe more of a descension into the heart energy.
Right.
And perhaps in a paradoxical way, maybe that is a form of ascension. You have to, you have to take that step within in order to take those steps without. So this adds a slightly new dimension to what I perceive to be my truth in this moment now.
I think both versions are true. Anyway, the time is 2012 right now, here in Holland.
Ah, 2012 there, 12-12 here. So we've got we've got double digits and 2012 happening over there. Very cool. Energies are abound in some ways, shapes, and forms.
Yes, we are just getting some good energies, and maybe now it's time, Jeffrey, to play a little part of what Sheldon Idle said in a webinar, and it's about the collapse of the Dark Cabal and the emergence of the new world.
Yes, I think many listeners have probably been looking forward to having Sheldon on the show, and as the regular listeners will be aware, Sheldon has been feeling a little under the weather, going through a renaissance of sorts in his energies. So we're sending him and his team and his life partner, Colleen, very positive energies so that they will come back into full strength for the highest good of all of humanity at this time. And absolutely, I'm sure he will look forward to sharing what he has learned from that experience and what he has been working on since then, including the webinars, some of which you will hear now.
Right. Okay, there we go, Jeffrey.
Well, I think we're going to move on to the sixth category, which is political and economic changes.
Okay.
This is always a favorite of everybody, so you can explain about BRIC?
Yep, I got BRIC up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm curious about the importance of each of these countries and why they are among this acronym. What roles are they playing and going to play as things play out? That's Scott in North Carolina.
Okay, Scott, let's show you. Okay, BRICS, as you can see here, stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China. The BRIC nations are doing two things. They're leading the world toward disclosure, and most importantly, they are leading the world toward creating a new economic system. They are forcing the G20 from doing anything negative about creating a new economic system and instead trying to hold on to the old system. And so since they have not tried to do any major changes, what is happening is the BRIC nations are now forcing upon the world a new economic system, because the collapse will now happen, and the collapse means that there'll be a new economic system. So the BRIC nations are doing two things. They're bringing in the new regionally oriented economic system, which I talked about in a few other webinars, and they're also helping to bring forth disclosure. Just to keep it quick and simple.
Okay, Curtis wants to know, there are various groups of people that are involved in helping to change government, such as the Restored Republic of the United States of America group. Is it possible for some of these groups to be part of the Earth Allies that are working with the Galactic Federation?
What these groups are doing, helping to bring forward to people the need for change. This change means that we need a true government that is not the de facto government, but the de jure or the real legal government of this country and of other countries needs to come forward. They are helping on many levels through grassroots movements of explaining the great changes that the Earth Allies are in the midst of creating and that are very close to happening. So their efforts on a more public way are helping to understand and help people explain better those things that are happening, you might say, on a secret level, but are shortly to be, you might say, exploded forward with announcements and various other changes that we have been talking about. So I hope that explains that, and thanks to all of them for what they are doing.
So they're not actually part of the Earth Allies, but they are part of the grassroots that is playing an important part in conjunction with what the Earth Allies are doing.
Exactly.
Okay. Steve in Australia. And I've asked this question myself, and so Sheldon had explained it to me before. How is it that the Dark Cabal Incorporated is bankrupt? I don't understand how this can be, given the assets that they have acquired with their virtually unlimited wealth and control.
Okay. There's a thing called overreach. Even the most incredible beings on this planet with incomes, unbelievably huge, have limits. It's called debt. They have created such a monstrous amount of debt within the system that now exists on this world that they have virtually brought this system to collapse. And as a matter of fact, as the next series of debt instruments come on board, this collapse will happen. It will destroy everything from the ultra wealthy down to us poor people who sit at near the bottom of this mighty, monstrous avalanche that is about to fall on all of us. So, yes, it is happening. Yes, they overextended themselves. And yes, as long as you have a limited system based on money and wealth, this will eventually happen. It's kind of, as long as you have limits on anything, the end will happen because nothing in a limited system is unlimited. Just, once again, keep it simple. Okay.
But isn't it also true that the Earth Allies have confiscated, I guess is the right word, the gold supplies and stopped some of the transactions that they were trying, that the Dark Cabal was trying to do to regain monetary gain?
Well, what they've been doing is debasing currency at an amazing rate. Now, you can debase a currency at an amazing rate for so long, and then you can't do it anymore. That's what's happening to them. The other thing is, you then try to glom onto all the amazing amounts of secret gold deposits around this world. They have been unable to do that. So now what is happening is the collapse. Of course, the ultimate example of debased currencies, of course, probably is the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s and early 30s, where it would take a wheelbarrow of marks to buy yourself a loaf of bread. We are at the edge of that and going beyond that because of the vast amount of the debasing of the world's currencies that has been going on by the various groups that run this currency system right now on this world, which basically are the ultra-wealthy and their friends and neighbors in the banking system of planet Earth. So that is what is happening. We have reached the end of being able to debase this currency, and we've reached the end of how much gold and silver, etc., that we can throw into the system to keep it going. So there's only one thing left, collapse. And that's what's about to happen.
Well, my dear listeners, my dear friends, it's about to happen. Jeffrey, are you there?
I am, yes.
All right, great. So that was an interesting piece of information, I would say.
Absolutely. Where can you really begin? So many people are beginning to awaken to various elements of truth, of which this is going to be one of the more important ones that is most directly connected to the world that people are currently experiencing. So it's to listen to something like that, I fully understand that it is hard not to go into a state of fear, to begin to say, well, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do?
Right, but I could put it in another way. You could say that the collapse of the old is a prerequisite for the new system to emerge.
That's exactly where I was about to go. So thank you for leading that in. Yes, everything that we experience is a choice, and it's important to acknowledge people's feelings. Certainly I have had to, you know, as I've gone through my spiritual growth or my awakening, I've gone through my moments of fear, of trying to make sense of what is happening. And the only way I've really been able to do that is to begin understanding my deeper connection to the oneness that is life. In other words, I have to begin seeing the broader perspective of what it is that I'm connected to, what it is that we are all connected to. Wow. So when I begin to shift the focus away from what I am experiencing personally in my world to beginning to see that there's something much larger taking place, and these events have the potential to do something extremely wonderful, then it becomes a little bit easier. It becomes a more of a of an understanding that, yes, something has to collapse in order for something new to be born.
I agree, Jeffrey. And you know what comes in my mind right now? It's an interesting thought. I think it connects to what you are saying, that we can say as below, so below, and inner and outer. It's all interconnected. The larger scale is connected to the micro scale. The microcosmos and the macrocosmos are connected.
Yes. And the elitists have been very good in maintaining that separation.
Right.
From keeping people connected to all of these different issues. So by bombarding the public with 24/7, 365 news, sports, entertainment, they can keep people away from, and keeping people in debt too, by the way, they can keep people away from learning more, awakening to more, and connecting to this larger picture.
Right, and it's the same with information and disinformation.
Yes, and this is happening on a large scale, especially with our cosmic and galactic family at this time.
Right, and I must say that Sheldon Idle and both Salusa and some other channelings like the Arcturian Group and the Pleiadian High Council, the Syrian High Council, this is information what we are getting. This is information, the word information, to inform, to get knowledge inside, and when I read Salusa, or when I listen to Sheldon Idle, or I read the updates from Sheldon Idle, I'm getting informed, I'm getting updated, I'm getting upgraded, I'm getting wiser, I'm getting stimulated. And this is wonderful, and I think that many people are missing this, but when this closure happens, then there will be so much education, because what I understand from many channels is that at some point, the galactics will take over our television and broadcasting and education system, and they will educate us personally, and especially after the landings.
Well, I might offer. Yeah, there's a slight caution there. We want to be careful in the language that we use, because for those who are just itching for an excuse to consider our galactic family as bad, they will perhaps begin getting visions of the television series V, or perhaps other, you know, where they say they come in peace, or they want to educate us and things like that. And certainly education has been a tool for enslavement within our current paradigm of living. The idea has been to try and get a large number of people to think exactly the same thing instead of thinking for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And often the messages that come from the masters and that come from the higher realms will very clearly acknowledge that they cannot have any influence over people. At some level, we all have to be responsible for our own choices. What is it that we wish to participate in? What is it that we are a part of? And what do we choose to create for our future?
Well, that's exactly what's happening right now with our rising of our consciousness, that we found our knowledge within. More and more people are finding out that they have knowledge within, stored within, deep inside their soul. And
yes,
this is coming to the surface now.
Absolutely. And that could be the assistance of the universe, the changes in light frequencies and energy vibrations coming from the solar system. For those who believe in astrology, you know, the positioning of our solar system within the galactic core could have an influence on that. For those who are more scientific, they may be, there's scientific information out there to suggest that energy changes are taking place on the planet, within the solar system, and even within the human body itself.
Right.
So there is an abundance of information available to assist any soul on his or her path to connect with what is most important for them, not for everyone.
Well, there is, Jeffrey. And there is scientific evidence of babies being born right now with 3 or 4 DNA strands. And you can, of course, observe the galaxy and the universe, that all the matter and the planets are being transformed right now through the income of the photon particles that are coming from the galactic core. It's all observable.
Yes.
Measurable.
Yeah, for those who are interested in that particular aspect of information, if that information is relevant to his or her truth, then he or she will be drawn to that information to facilitate their awakening. For those who are drawn more to the existence of our galactic family, he or she will be drawn to that information to facilitate in their awakening. For those that need more proof that things are collapsing, well, there's information available for them too to prove that our paradigm is now collapsing.
Both ways, anyway. Well, yes. Right now I have another part, which is, of course, disclosure. And disclosure is the first prime event that has to happen in order to let the new world be born. And at once, the whole world population will know that we are not alone and that we are one family. And I just would like to play now a piece of Child and Idol from a webinar back to being galactic humans, I think.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. We'll remind the callers that, or our listeners, that, you know, it's almost at the 30-minute mark, so keep in mind any questions that you have if you wish to call into ET First Contact Radio here on BBS. The number to call in the United States and Canada, 1-888-815-9756, and if you're calling from Europe, 001-888-815-9756. So we'll be taking your calls shortly, so let's go ahead and hear the clip.
All right, thank you, Jeffrey. Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
This era of a reality, however you would like to call it, is ending. It has achieved its purpose. There is no way that this process of trying to maintain it can succeed, because there are too many things wrong with it. It's kind of like a car that you're fixing and you're fixing and you're fixing, and somehow it keeps going. And suddenly one day the engine just cannot turn on, no matter how many new parts you put in it. And you suddenly see that the basic engine block is just too busted. It doesn't work anymore. And that the frame of the car just doesn't work anymore. And you'd have to virtually build a brand new different car or just do something different in order to move forward. And that's where I feel we are right now. We're at the point where even the power structure is beginning to see and sink into their heads that fundamentally the reality that we have around us, no matter how many machinations they try, no matter how many changes they attempt to do, they cannot transform it into something that they would like it to be. It has to be transformed into something new and different, something that means that they have to give up the power that they now have and the wealth that they now have and move to a different model, an entirely different model that allows for the new technologies and the new consciousness to come together and create a new reality. And that's where I see we are. We're right at the edge of a precipice that's going to cause a great change. And this precipice is not going to happen with a great deal of disasters. It's just going to happen. And part of that process is these new governments, this new economic system, and ultimately as part of this whole procedure, this whole series of operations, the coming forth, as this picture shows here, of the mass landings themselves, which will, of course, happen with disclosure, announcements by the Galactic Federation, and then the process you see right here, the actual coming together of the Galactic Federation personnel and ourselves. So that's basically where I see everything right now.
Okay. So, Pamela from California, if the Obama administration will not initiate disclosure, then how will it come about?
Okay, disclosure is coming about because there are two procedures that are happening that are going to fundamentally change the playing field. The first part is there are a series of nations in this world determined with the help of the Galactic Federation to make these things happen, which is disclosure. Disclosure is the first great break in the whole process of moving us toward our new consciousness. It's important. Now, another way of doing it with disclosure is the final pressure point on various governments like the British government, the Canadian government, the Australian government, and our government here, the U.S. government, the American government, will happen. That's a part of the process. These governments are basically hanging on for dear life to maintain the realities that they have known, in the case of the American reality, for over 2 centuries. So what we have right now is a reality that just is not working for these governments, is not working for the world around us, as I was just referring to before. So because of that, this constant pressure, these particular governments, which we'll talk about later, are governments that are totally committed to this disclosure. And because of the pressure they're putting out, we are actually on the verge of disclosure. So I see disclosure happening very, very quickly. Could happen in the next month, could happen even sooner, could happen this week. I see that we are on the verge of great change, and this great change is going to bring us to a new reality, and it's going to happen very quickly because, as I said, these governments and the economic system, which they are the underpinning for them, are failing fast.
All right, Jeffrey, we have a caller on the line. Hello, Bernard, how are you?
I'm fine.
Was that interesting, what Sheldon Idol said?
Yes, that was interesting, but I had it yesterday.
Yes, on my other radio show. Hello?
Yes?
What you were saying, yes? You heard it yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, that was on my other radio show on Finding Voices Radio. But anyway, do you have a question for us, Bernard?
I'm fine.
I mean, do you have a question for us? A question about disclosure?
What does Jeffrey think about Nibiru, where it is now?
Jeffrey, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Did you hear the question from Bernard?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Could you repeat the question, Bernard?
What?
Could you repeat the question to Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, do you hear me?
I can hear you,
hello?
Yes.
Do you hear me, Jeffrey?
Do you hear me, Jeffrey?
Yes, I can hear you.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about Nibiru? Is it already in the course of Earth?
An intriguing question, definitely. I'm not going to mislead with information that I'm not sure I know at this time. There are sources that indicate that some astronomical body has been a part of our solar system from the beginning of what we perceive to be our history. And every so often, this planet makes an entry into within our realm of solar space. This planet has been called Nibiru, and it is alleged to be a planet home to the Anunnaki. This civilization was formerly a dark energy civilization. In other words, they were originally part of the galactic family that resulted in the fall into duality or the darker energies of humanity.
Yes,
so they allegedly. Yes, so they are allegedly.
A few years before, but
right.
I think Nibiru is. Is parallel to Earth in the course of, in the same eclipse as Venus I think.
If whatever information you have read, if that feels right to you, then that information can help you on your growth at this time. Keep in mind that any information that you read today might be part of your truth, but next week it might not. But believing something today or bringing a piece of information into yourself today as truth could lead you to finding the next piece of information for your own growth. So, for example, something that you understand today might lead you tomorrow to finding out something else, and you would not have discovered that if you did not know what you know today. So every piece of information has a way of helping people. I don't really want to say exactly what is or is not truth, because truth is very subjective, and each individual needs to explore that within him or herself. Is something happening out there? I believe so. Yes, that is a part of my truth. I certainly believe that something is happening out there. Exactly what it is, I don't quite know, and I don't want to mislead people on what it could be. But yes, I definitely feel that something on a much larger scale is happening, and yes, there could very well be a mysterious astrological body that is approaching.
At the time, Nibiru is across Earth. I think Atlantis will rise at the moment that Nibiru comes across Earth.
There are sources that are indicating that, yes. And equally, there are other sources trying to provide disinformation about that. And
misleading. That's like the Illuminati.
Yes, so each individual will need to find where he or she is. If there are people out there who do not want to believe this, or if it does not feel right to them, that's perfectly okay, because they are also participating in the shift towards the higher consciousness. Even though they may not awaken today, they are helping you to have the experience of awakening, because you get to know yourself better by being present to people who do not think and feel the same way you do.
Right. And I think that people, Bernard, who are confronting you, who are maybe disbelievers of ascension or first contact, that those people can help us to reflect and to stay strong in our what we believe.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. I may not have answered your question directly, Bernard. I just want to be very careful not to mislead any of the listeners, and I certainly do not wish to mislead you either. But what you perceive to be as your truth is very valid, and that's what I honor. You are taking your steps to awakening. This is the most important thing.
Yes, that's right, yes.
It's a very nice compliment, Bernard.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, Bernard. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate that.
We do appreciate you, Bernard.
Yes, we do. Do we have other calls coming in?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we can...
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we can look a little bit at what Sheldon offered in that last excerpt.
Right, closer.
Yes, would you like to start, or are there thoughts you would like to offer first?
Well, what he was saying is that it's like an old car that you have used all over and over again. You have repaired the engine, you have repaired the spare parts, you have repaired anything. But one day this car will just leave you and, leave you in trouble, because it just doesn't work anymore. And the economical system that was created by the Illuminati or the Dark Cabal or however you want to call them, this system is now at its last legs. And this was what Sheldon Ida was talking about. And this will then lead to, with this collapse, will lead to an opening to the new Earth allies and the new governments so that disclosure can happen, because as Sheldon Idle said, he doesn't believe that the corporate world, like the Obama administration, will work towards disclosure. However, there are other countries in the world, and he named them China, Brazil, India, and Russia, and those countries are willing to do disclosure. But the corporate world is, of course, well, at his last legs. It's like a car that has run too many kilometers, and well, I think that we are right now at this point that this collapse will happen, and that it will open new doors to this new reality and to disclosure.
Yes. A lot of people are feeling very confused in exactly what to believe. And I'll talk more about that in just a second. Just to remind our listeners, if they wish to call in with questions, you can call 1-888-815-9756 from Canada or the U.S. From Europe, 001-888-815-9756. And this is ET First Contact Radio on BBS Station 1. Everything, I guess, where people are finding some of the confusion is when they talk about the galactic family, the allies, but they also see the dark cabal doing what they're doing in the world. How do we perceive who are the allies and who is the dark cabal, and exactly what kind of changes are going to take place?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I have some ideas about it. And I just want to mention, Jeffrey, that... all right, okay. No, there was Bernard again. He called in again, and but he has gone already. All right. Okay. So, Jeffrey, your question. Your allies, who are they, and the Dark Cabal, who are they? Well, what I understand is that from Sheldon Idle's information, and I must say that I really rely on this information, that it's so clear and so in depth, but what I understand is that the Dark Cabal are very rich, wealthy families who are in fact controlling the corporate world and the Western governments. But their children are of course indigos and starseeds. I mean, youngsters and people that are now in their 30s or 20s or in their 40s maybe, they are indigos, and those incarnations, the children of this Illuminati, they are in fact willing and wanting to change this world. They don't want the control position that their parents had, the post World War generation, maybe a bit before the baby boom and the children who came after it. They just want to change. They want to change this reality, and some of them are working together with the members of the Galactic Federation, and these are called the Earth Allies. So they are children from wealthy, wealthy families.
As far as the dark entities go, yes, that is correct. And yes, there are sources indicating that members of the Dark Cabal have begun to defect or to change their allegiance over to the light. There are several possible reasons for this. One is that they could be very enlightened souls, as you describe. You know, they come here with the purpose of helping to break down. There are other sources indicating that a campaign of arrests has begun to take place amongst the Dark Cabal. People are starting to be brought in by numerous secret intelligence organizations. And I should back up a little bit and explain that within society, within any society, there are good and there are bad. On Earth, beyond Earth, that you cannot have the experience without having the good and bad. And within the Pentagon, within the CIA, the NSA, and all the groups that are controlling the world, there are fractures or breaks beginning to happen within these organizations. And there are good groups within each, good people within each, and there are dark energy people within each. And this has been a bit of the struggle, you know, when most people have the impression that all of the CIA is bad or all of the NSA is bad. My personal feeling is that this isn't necessarily true. There are factions within those groups that have been funding television programs and media. For example, the television series Stargate, Stargate Atlantis. There are sources indicating that these shows are being funded by certain groups within the Pentagon and the U.S. government that are actually wanting to get the issue of disclosure out. And they're doing this through science fiction. They're fueling people's imaginations first with the possibilities of what's out there. And this is what Star Trek is about. This is what, Star Wars and the like. There are elements of truth within all.
About Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, he was, of course, in contact with some very high officials, and he was even in contact with channelers who had contact with the Galactic Federation. So the whole idea of the Federation of Planets, where Starfleet works with, is of course taken from the Galactic Federation.
Yes, yeah. And that is part of the introduction that people are getting. They receive it through a non-fictional source to begin integrating it. And of course, those who are more awakened, they will see the truth within the science fiction. For those that aren't quite ready to go there, it's merely planting seeds in their minds. But Sheldon is right. Governments are starting to go through a very intense process right now, and the people of Canada are going through that right now. An election campaign is underway, and the Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper is slowly beginning to realize that people are beginning to wake up. They're starting to ask a few more questions, and the social media has been fantastic in that sense. Just as it helped the people of Egypt, it appears to be helping some people around Canada to begin asking questions, and we can begin holding our leaders accountable for the past actions and begin installing governments or members of parliament who truly want to make a difference. And the sooner we can get the announcement of disclosure out to the people, the more we can get the energy sources, the more we can get the technologies to clean up the planet, to begin to restore some sense of well-being that will help people to take the next step. Let's get people feeling comfortable with the possibilities that exist, and then take them further into the next process. They have to be comfortable with their basic security before many of them will be ready to take the next step forward.
Right. To live in abundance.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be abundance. There's a number of mixed sources on this concept of the abundance program, or Nisara as it's called. I'm still not quite sure where I sit with that, although I do believe that somewhere in the world there is a phenomenal amount of wealth that has been hidden away, and I certainly create that it will be made available to the world again.
Right.
For now,
what I also believe.
My apologies. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was interrupting you, but I want to answer you and say that I believe that there are sources of wealth, enormous sources of wealth, gigantic, and once they are released, we can all live in abundance. So, Jeffrey.
Yes.
We have Bernard online too again.
Bernard's back, okay.
That's back, okay. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
So, how are you?
I asked him if I can could call in again, because no one is calling in.
You are live now, you are speaking, and do you have a question?
I heard Jeffrey speaking about the government.
Yes. Jeffrey, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Bernard has a question for you again.
Okay, sure. Yeah, please go ahead, Bernard.
What do you know about the government?
What do I know about the government?
What do you know about the government? What do you know? Maybe what do you know about the English government or the Dutch government or just the government?
Well,
what do you know? Do you know Jesse Ventura?
Bernard, sorry to interrupt you, but what do you want? What information do you want from Jeffrey about the government in relation to what? It has to be in relation to something, right?
Okay. Maybe in relation with the manipulation, the government and manipulation.
Okay, I'll try to answer that. Every government, at least within the current paradigm that humanity is living, anyone or any institution or any organization or any government derives its power by keeping people in separation and in fear and also in debt. So as long as they can keep you in fear for your security or keep you in debt or keep you distracted, this is what I do know about governments. So any government that is truly interested in holistic peace and moving forward is not interested in power, control, wealth, or whatever. So many of the institutions are beginning to collapse because of the consciousness level that is changing. And governments are realizing that as more and more people connect to this, people are beginning to demand more accountability for the leadership. They're realizing that they can no longer hide behind a criminally fraudulent legal system that is based on the law of the sea. They cannot hide behind a criminally fraudulent banking system known as the fractional margin reserve system. These are institutions, the banking system and the legal systems, have been set up by the elitists to keep people under control and within their power. As long as people do not realize their power, they will continue to look to governments and to other institutions for information and leadership. And as the awakening consciousness is showing, more people are beginning to go inside themselves, connect with what is within them to help them realize that we are a part of something else. We're not a part of a criminally fraudulent banking system or a legal system. We are sovereign human beings. We are becoming galactic sovereign beings.
I don't understand why people still think that the economy is... I don't understand why people, some people still think about that the economy is leads the people in the world, like it's all based on the economy. I don't understand why people still think that.
Well, the reason some people still think that is because they are helping other people like you to awaken. Every soul has a relationship with the other souls of the world, and some people have to awaken sooner. Others will awaken later, because in the whole process of learning what it is to become human, we need other people who are at a different level of consciousness to help us understand ourselves better and who we are choosing to be.
Right. Listen, my dear friends, it's almost time to round up the show. We are almost there. Bernard, thank you for your question.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you satisfied with the answers we gave you? I mean, Jeffrey gave you.
Yes, but I can't... I don't... have all my questions ready yet. Maybe we can talk again.
Well, next week you can call in again. I will keep
I
the...
I hope Jeffrey don't mind that I don't have my questions ready.
No, your questions were wonderful, Bernard. And just keep in mind and be grateful for all that you see around you. Everything is happening in divine purpose and is helping to move humanity and our consciousness forward at this time. Be grateful for the not-so-good things, because that is helping to move the collapse forward. So just hold that in your heart. Hold the positive energies of humanity, of our planet. Things will work out, but we have to go through some rough periods.
That's beautifully stated, Jeff.
I think that on 21 April something will happen in the world, like landings or UFOs.
Everything, different events are going to continue to happen. Some will speed up, some will get better. It depends a lot on humanity's consciousness. So the more you can stay grounded in love, the more you can hold the positive energies, and the more the rest of the world can hold the positive energies, the faster things will move forward. If we fall back into fear, then we're going to slow things down, and we're going to give power back to the governments and to the elitists. That will slow down our growth. So just stay positive, stay in love, hold the higher vision.
We'll do that, Jeffrey. Beautifully stated, beautifully. So thank you, Bernard. And I'm going to finish up with War of the Worlds, because now it's the end of the old world, of the, let's say, corporate world. It's the end of it. And with war, I don't mean a fight between the dark and the light. I mean more a kind of transition. And this music is, of course, from Jeffrey Wayne. What was his? Do you know his name, Jeffrey?
Pardon me, I'm sorry?
Do you know the War of the Worlds?
The music? I am familiar with it. I won't say I know it really well. I have chosen not to put a lot of energies into it.
I remember Jeff Wayne was the composer.
Oh, and okay.
To end the show with this music, to let people feel the tension that's now taking place. But as you wonderfully stated, Jeffrey, that this new reality is emerging, when you answered the question of Bernard, that by our awakening, the good energies will prevail.
Yes. Important for the listeners to remember, just whatever you hear from outside sources, take the moment and feel what does it feel like to you? Do you really need this information right now? If yes, then use the best parts of that information to help you move forward. Let go of whatever you do not need. It's important for each soul to begin the process of connecting to his or her truth. Whatever it is equally or uniquely different, but equally beautiful within the oneness, and each of you deserves to have the opportunity to share and speak your truth to the world at this time. And indeed, the world will only get better with your sharing of your truth.
Beautiful. Let's stay in this oneness, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing the show together with me tonight. And
pleasure to sit in.
Sorry?
A pleasure to sit in with you. Thank you for allowing me to join you again.
It was a pleasure, and the time is speeding up. This hour is already past.
Indeed.
So, yeah, we end up with War of the Worlds. Thank you, Jeffrey, and namaste.
Namaste. Good evening, good day all.
Good day all. And see you next week, my dear friends.